Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Todd Connor's back. Todd has become a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of Bunker Labs, a national entrepreneurship organization dedicated to helping some of our heroes, military veterans and their families, start businesses. He's a Navy veteran, and he's joining us today to talk to us about, actually he's got a new book out too, coming out real soon, called Third Shift Entrepreneur. He's our friend Todd Connor. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So I want to talk about your book in a minute, but first I want you to tell us some more about what's going on with Bunker Labs. Now Bunker Lab structure is to build chapters across the country, right?
That's it. Yeah. We started the organization in Chicago, and this is still kind of headquarters and home, but we have expanded through chapters in local cities, and we've got about 42 chapters now, actually. I just opened a chapter a couple of days ago, believe it or not, in Wilmington, Delaware. So we have expanded across the country that way. We leverage volunteers, military veterans, who are themselves entrepreneurs. And they
is this just a volunteer operation that opens up? Is there a business model here? How does it work?
Yeah, so the business model is that we're a not for profit. So Bunker Labs is a not for profit 501c3. We're about a mid sized organization. We've got about 28 employees who are spread out across the country to support our local chapters, and then we've got city leaders and about 140 of those who help to kind of lead the community locally. You know, we really, it's important to us that we're building networks that are sustainable and locally embedded, you know. So we look to find military veterans and military spouses that are already in the community. They might be running a small business. They might, already be in a leadership position, and we ask them to help. Kind of organize and lead the community, be the face of the community. And we'll do the work, but we want them really out front as leaders in their community to support, entrepreneurs.
Again, these are volunteers, and then you have paid people who support them. Do the people who – who's an example? What's an example? What would a customer, a Bunker Labs customer look like? And what would you do for them?
Yeah, so we're here to serve really early-stage military-connected entrepreneurs. So it could be someone on active duty that says, look, when I get out of the Marine Corps, I'm thinking about starting a business. I don't know where to go.
A lot of people coming out of the military over the years. I've spoken to many veterans, many prior service, or while they were in service, they were short timers, and they were talking about starting a business. It's really impressive, isn't it?
It is, and the data suggests it's about 25% of military veterans that want to start businesses, and only about 4.5-5% of them since post 9/11 have actually done that. So we have, what I talk about is the opportunity gap between those that want to do it and those that are doing it. And so we think it's really important that you tie them into a network and help them meet people that are on that path. It's really hard, as Jim, to do something when you don't have people in your immediate network that have done it. It's hard to conceptualize, especially starting a business. There's a lot of complexity that comes with that. And it's easy to do the wrong things or make mistakes. And so, we're trying to put people together into a network where we say, look, the military community already trusts each other because there's a shared commonality of service and shared experience.
Right.
Let's leverage that and help them, help each other's businesses get launched. And that you know, really just kind of catalyzing the goodwill of the community that already exists is in and of itself a very, very powerful thing.
So these are people who are what if it's been 5 years since they were in the military? Does it matter to you? I mean, if they're veterans, it doesn't matter how long they've been out of service, right?
Correct. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And so I give the example of someone on active duty. It can be someone that got out a few years ago and is in a career that they want to make a transition or start their own business. But it can be someone that, you know, served during, you know, Vietnam. We've got several of those folks as well. It's also, you know, we talk about building an ecosystem because we've got also a lot of folks who are mentors who are successful business owners or are in retirement. They've served, but they want to give back, you know. And so we keep those folks around as mentors and advisors and supporters for folks that are, you know, just getting started as well. And we are, you know, really agnostic as it relates to the kinds of businesses that we're supporting. Uh-huh. We've got people that want to start consulting businesses and government contracting and HVAC and
you're helping them understand how to be relevant to customers, how to capitalize a business, how to manage it financially, how to differentiate between, you know, getting a sale and funding growth. Those you're helping with those kinds of fundamentals, right?
That's exactly it. Yeah.
And of course, over all that, you've got to lay the technology.
That's it. You know, and the first two questions we try to encourage everyone to ask is, you know, number one is entrepreneurship right for me? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of folks get out, they don't know. You know,
it's
I mean,
not for everybody. I'll tell you that. It's
right.
It's actually being a business owner is for the minority. It is a minority activity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of the population.
I mean, there's a reason why a lot of folks don't do it, and it's challenging, and for all the reasons that we know. But you know, we still want to make the opportunity available, but we want to help give people a process. And we do this in our online program to help them kind of take self assessment, figure out, you know, is this the right thing I should be doing? And, mm-hmm. and is this an idea worth pursuing? You know, so those are two different questions. You know, one is, should I be an entrepreneur? And the other is, do I have an idea that's worth pursuing?
My first question, if I were asking them a question, and I haven't done a scientific assessment model like you have, but my first question is, do you like to work?
And if
they said yes, then I would say, do you mind failing? And if they answer those two in the affirmative, then I like to work. No, I don't mind. I don't mind failing. Then I think you can go to the next step. We're gonna take a quick break. I need your website, Todd.
Sure. Bunkerlabs.org.
.org. So check it out. Bunkerlabs.org. We'll be right back with Todd Conner. We're gonna talk about his new book, Third Shift Entrepreneur.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.